This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Teachers across the country, including Washington, Arizona, and West Virginia, are calling for higher pay, and in some cases, going on strike. According to a recent Ipsos USA Today poll, a majority of Americans don't think public school teachers are compensated fairly. The issue is resonating in Louisiana, where public school teachers earn, on average, about $49,000 a year. That's about $1,700 less than the average among southern states. Governor John Bel Edwards is making teacher pay a top priority in the 2019 legislative session. He's proposing a yearly salary increase of at least $1,000 for Louisiana teachers. But some teacher unions say more money is needed. Debbie Moe is president of the Louisiana Association of Educators, a teacher union representing about a third of Louisiana's public school employees.
As the president of Louisiana Association of Educators, do you believe that the $1,000 pay increase is enough?
Well, first of all, let me say that we really are thankful to the governor and many of our legislators who are also joining this conversation. The $1,000 will not give those who receive the salary increases even $100 a month. Many of the teachers that I've talked to have voiced that they want to see something that is going to be more substantial than just $100 a month, which is above the $1,000 that the governor is asking for. We're thankful for any amount of money that we can receive. However, for 10 years, salaries in this state have been frozen.
If that is what the legislature passes, where does that leave the process for teacher pay?
Well, I can tell you that many of our members have told us that they believe the $1,000 is not enough. And if that is all that the legislature and the governor comes back with, there may be some dissatisfaction. What happens with those feelings and with that dissatisfaction, I'm not going to predict. Our members are adamant that the time is now. If it comes as a package, maybe some this year, more next year, until we get to the Southeastern Regional Average, I believe that our members would be willing to ride out that offer.
Around the country, we've seen teachers go to great lengths to advocate for higher pay. We've seen teacher strikes in Washington, in West Virginia, in Arizona. Are Louisiana teachers at that level of dissatisfaction?
In a lot of places, they are. If the legislature is not going to take a real firm stand on bringing us to the Southeastern Regional Average, I could predict that there might be enough dissatisfaction that we would have a rally and maybe some other actions. And I'm not going to commit to anything right now. Our members will tell us what they want and what they need.
What kind of opposition are you expecting?
Well, I do know that some of the legislators are saying that they're willing to go up to as much as $1,850. The only thing that I would find objectionable about that particular number is that they do not include our support personnel, people like our bus drivers, our secretaries, our maintenance workers. We want to make sure that there is a sustainable pay raise, one that honors the work that each of these individuals do for every school employee, not just those who are in our classrooms.
Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators, thanks for chatting.
Thank you very much.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.